The following Forum for Healthcare Strategists podcast was produced by DrPodcasting.com.
This is a special podcast produced on site at the 24th Annual Healthcare Marketing and Physician Strategy Summit, where we talked with keynote speakers and session leaders direct from the summit floor. Very happy to have with us Andrew Davis. He's a marketing influencer. He's a best-selling author. He's a former television producer and agency executive, and he's got a massive keynote, The Loyalty Loop. Andrew, thank you for spending some time with us.
Hey, thanks for having me, Bill. This is fun.
You bet. So give us a brief overview of your keynote.
Oh, well, the loyalty loop is all about actually focusing on the consumer experience and actually using the customers and clients you've got to get the customers and clients you want by creating an amazing experience, an experience that really elicits intense and eager enjoyment, approval, and excitement from the people you're working with, even in healthcare.
I got to tell you, if you were at my hospital or healthcare organization with that enthusiasm, we'd all be in great shape. Let me tell you. So customer experience, I feel like this is a buzzword now. We all need to pay attention to this. So why should we all be interested or care about customer experience right now in healthcare?
I think in healthcare, we have to actually focus on consumers. I mean, look, healthcare is really no different. I know you feel it's different and you think it's different, but at the end of the day, these are consumers you're dealing with. And they are living in a world where they expect to have the same kind of experience at a healthcare provider as they do at the spa or at the car dealership. I actually bought a car recently where at the car dealership, they offer you the ability to get your nails done every time you come in for service, which means I don't take the car in anymore. My wife takes the car in more than anyone else. It's the most well-serviced car in the country, I guarantee it. She takes it in just to get her nails done. Mm-hmm. And that kind of consumer experience, we've got to pay attention to because that is what the consumer demands and is expecting moving forward.
So brands all around us have elevated the consumer experience, so we need to keep up with that.
Absolutely, they expect it.
Okay, so you've got four simple secrets for all of us to pay attention to when it comes to customer experience. Can you give us those four?
Number one, you've got to remove friction, all right? If you have never ordered a pizza from Domino's using the Domino's order tracker, you have no idea what it feels like when you remove friction from a consumer experience. Go do it. Just take away the obstacles that everyone else puts in place. And I know we have a lot of rules and regulations in healthcare that feel like they're obstacles to creating a great experience. But there are people that are creating great experiences by removing friction around those obstacles. So remove friction. That's number one.
I love that. Okay, very good. All right, give us number two.
Number two is increase anticipation. That means if somebody's making an appointment with you for a service, for a product, for a medical procedure, we have to understand that their enthusiasm, their enjoyment, their nervousness increases the closer and closer the appointment gets. Mm-hmm. So we need to do things to first acknowledge that, then to take advantage of it, to build a relationship with the consumer. A good example would be what I call reverse personalization. If you've got an appointment with a doctor you've never met before, why don't you send me a little bit about that doctor? Maybe even a little video intro about that doctor. Why don't you just not just confirm the appointment with a robotic voice, but actually build an experience that as I get closer and closer, it's actually making me feel great about the experience because they will never feel better about the appointment they have with you than the moment before they walk through the door.
You're making too much sense. I wish you would stop it. Come on, stop it. All right, give us number three.
Number three is what I call maximize the honeymoon phase. The honeymoon phase is actually just a very short period of time in the overall consumer journey. But it's the most important. If you want great reviews, if you want great testimonials, if you want the right kind of feedback, you have to ask for that stuff at exactly the right moment. And that means you have to understand where are they in their emotional state with their consumer experience. If you have to attach an emotion to every interaction they have with you at your healthcare facility, where do you have the most attached happy faces or extremely excited faces? That's when you want to ask for a testimonial, a review, or a referral.
That makes a lot of sense. And speaking for all men, Drew, we're all interested in maximizing the honeymoon phase. So thank you so much for
so
that.
True.
Okay, so number four.
All right, number four, the last one I'll give you today is maintain inspiration. Now, maintaining inspiration is just about ensuring that the relationship doesn't end when you, the provider, think it's ending. So I'll take a good example as a car, right? I leased a car 3 years ago. I didn't hear from anyone at the dealership after I drove off the lot, except for that review, like that survey they demand you take and give them all tens. Mm-hmm. I never heard from them again. And they could have maintained inspiration with me to let me know what cars are coming down the pike or that they have an event I should come to. They could have built a relationship with me so that when my lease was up 3 years later, the first person I thought of was them. Or when somebody said, where did you buy your car? I would have said them. I honestly cannot remember the name of that company because they did not maintain inspiration with me.
Shame on them. Exactly. So you just gave us a great roadmap here. And the good thing that this is a podcast, somebody can stop it and rewind. So do that. Stop, rewind, go back and listen to these four. So here you go. Remove friction, number one. Number two, increase anticipation. Build that relationship with your customer. Three, maximize the honeymoon phase. And number four, maintain inspiration. Okay, there's your roadmap. This is all great.
Go do it. It's going to be fun.
You're the best. Okay, one last question. As a healthcare marketer, I'm going back. I'm at the sessions. I'm all pumped up. I'm excited. I saw your keynote. What is the first thing I should work on when it comes to customer experience when I get back? How do I get started?
The first thing you should do is you should go back and think about one micro moment in your relationship with either the internal teams you work with or even the patient or customer or consumer that you deal with on an everyday basis, and find that one micro moment where you realize you can either remove friction or increase anticipation or maximize the honeymoon phase or maintain inspiration, and do it today with the next phone call you get from that person or that type of person. Do it. Remove some friction, increase anticipation, maximize the honeymoon phase, or maintain inspiration.
That is so good. So in each of these four, look for the micro moments in each of these. And that's another way to start your journey to having better customer experiences.
It all starts with you. You are part of the experience, no matter who you are. And you need to identify the micro moments yourself.
No, I think it starts with you, Drew. And thank you so much
for
your time today. It does. All right. Thank you for your time. And thanks for being here.
Thanks so much, Bill.
If you were unable to attend this year's Healthcare Marketing and Physician Strategy Summit, you can access the recordings from the sessions at healthcarestrategy.com/summit/playback. And please join us at next year's conference, April 5th through the 7th, 2020, at the Cosmopolitan of Las Vegas, and access our full podcast library for other topics of interest to you. Thanks for listening.